that happened yesterday evening about 6 o'clock, just before 6 o'clock, my elderly neighbour fell outside.
Mm-hmm.
Now, and once the alarm was raised, I came around and I phoned the ambulance. And 53 minutes later, I had to phone the ambulance back to find out where it was. Now, this man had been left out in the cold for over 53 minutes.
Okay, so we'll get to that, Siobhan. Yeah. So your neighbour, who's 84 years of age, he fell, hurt himself. Now, presumably you decided, look, we don't know, we can't move him because if he's injured, we could worsen the injury. So what we'll do is we'll wrap him in blankets, we'll keep him where he is, and the ambulance, because you're in Letterkenny, the ambulance will be here in a couple of minutes. That was presumably what you were thinking.
Yeah, that was what we were thinking. Yeah, we thought, you know, it would be a matter of 10 minutes before the, or even 5 minutes before the ambulance would get there, because we're less than 3 kilometres from the hospital, you know? And I was shocked, and he was getting paler and paler as, you know, as the hour went on. And I phoned back the ambulance service. Now, they were very nice and they were very, you know, helpful. But unfortunately, it's not their fault that there's not enough ambulance to cover a county that size. It's absolutely disgraceful.
Mm. But it's hard to fathom that you're so close to the acute hospital and that you phoned the ambulance. 53 minutes later, you rang up and said, look, this man needs medical attention. Where's the ambulance? Okay, the call staff were polite. And then it took 20 further minutes.
Yeah, 20 further minutes. They told me that the ambulance was leaving the hospital now, and that was at 10 to 7. And the ambulance didn't arrive till 10 past 7. So,
you've heard these stories before. Could you believe what was happening?
No, I couldn't, because if this was a heart attack, my neighbour would be dead. Do you know what I mean? And if that was a life and death situation, if that was a child knocked over or anything at all, like the length of time for an emergency response, even somebody from NowDoc could have come up and checked him or some, do you know what I mean? Anybody at all, just to make sure that, you know, he wasn't. But he got a very bad fright and he got a very bad knock. And look, the paramedics were brilliant. I couldn't fault them in any way at all. As I said, it's not any of our medical staff's fault at all. It's the lack of services and the lack of money and funding that we are getting up here in Donegal. It's an absolute disgrace.